Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. These are very interesting days, as you're seeing what you just saw on VFN TV. And these are days that we need to, as the church, to become alert and to wake up. Of all the things that the Lord told us to do, He told us to go into all the nations and make disciples. And you think about the nations, you know, what are five different aspects of a nation that can change its culture, change the way it thinks? There are actually seven spheres. It's like Bill Bright said, you know, in regards to Christ for the Nations, the Lord revealed to him that there's seven spheres, and we call them seven mountains of culture, and you're seeing them today. These are things that we focus on at VFN TV and the VFN Dream. So you're looking over here at the government mountain over here to my right. You know, God's called us to make disciples, to go into government, to be light in the midst of government. He's called us to be able to make disciples and send them into the mountain of family. My family is just being, you know, just broken down. But the truth is, do we have disciples in the family? You think about it, disciples are people that know Jesus, know His teachings, and follow them. Then you have the business mountain, as you're seeing right here. You know, how many Christians do we see as disciple in the workplace? Or over here in media, in arts and in media, where people are, you see VFN TV, you know, with us doing our daily broadcast and our radio program. It's time for the church to be able to wake up and say, you know, we can do this. Who said we can't do this? The religion mountain, the church, the education mountain, the schools. You know, we're working with education, we're working in business, and we believe that God's calling you to be a part of that as well. And arts and entertainment. We're looking at how many times are you seeing where everything seems, it's dark. It's not, it's no longer, you know, healthy. It just feeds into the dark side of human nature. And everything that God says don't do, it seems like media is going after. Or education, we're saying, you're hearing people say you can't say the prayer in school, and you can't, you know, bow your head at a lunchroom, or you can't, you know, in regards to church, you're seeing the government come in on the church and the First Amendment being violated in regards to saying that you can do this or you can't do that, or you got to be able to, you know, possibly if you're a religious organization, to support abortion, you know, for your employees that work there. In the business sector, how many times are we seeing the business sector and how many decisions are being made in our culture? And if it was a disciple of Jesus, Jesus tells us how to do business. He tells us how to do, use media or those type of things to get the word. He tells us how the church should be and how education should be and how arts and entertainment should be in the family. I mean, think about it. Do you think God left us without a plan to be able to affect this part of culture? I mean, He gave us His strategy to do it. The thing about it, we've been trying to do family our own way. And we're trying, you hear people today telling the world how to be married, and the church hasn't figured out how to be married yet. We haven't figured out how to actually live within the context of what God says how marriage should be and how family should be. But He tells us if we become a disciple in the family mountain, we can begin to become healthy again and begin to function in the context of what He called us to do. In the government mountain, you have some perspective right now where Christians are trying to, you know, go from the outside in. If we could just make some righteous laws, you know, and God didn't call us to do that. God called us to actually win an individual over to Him, and His kingdom comes inside of them. They become His disciple. Then they go into government. And that kind of light in that mountain can turn this nation back. You know, when America was founded, it was founded by people who had a desire, you know, to honor God. And there was Christians involved in that founding. And it is a Christian, Judeo-Christian foundation that was laid for this nation. But it's based on the fact that all of our rights come from God. All of our rights don't come from government. So we have to understand, how do we as a Christian submit ourselves to God and begin to impact government, to begin to impact education, to begin to impact religion, to begin to impact media and impact business? Do you know God wants your business to prosper, but He has some very specific things about it? Well, right here, you want to join with us on a regular basis, because that's what we're doing. We have mountain meetings, VFN Kingdom Business, and we're talking about going into each of these mountains, sending disciples and empowering you with their business. We are working with businesses continually, helping our business relationships and our business partners, and how their profit line and how their customer base is working, how they can do better business and how to do business in a godly way so God will bless your business. And we want to be able to join with the biz. You're seeing right here the business mountain. We want to be able to join with you in your business. We want to be able to pray over your business. We want to be able to ask God to bless your business. But you need to stand. And standing with us as a VFN TV partner, that's how this happens. This is exactly how it happens.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.